Good morning. Well, here we are at Thanksgiving. I don't know if you've had little things out of the ordinary going on. Thanksgiving, family gathers, people you haven't seen in a long time, you come across each other. It's a unique and special time between now and Christmas in a lot of ways. At least it is, at least for me, and a lot of things that I remember and think of very fondly. Thanksgiving has meant for me everything from it's being really cold and really rainy in St. Louis, Missouri when I was a kid, to a Thanksgiving that we traveled up to North Carolina to see family I didn't really know. But I found this little book called A Left-Handed Dictionary by a guy named Larry Lewis Levinson. And I've never, and words have never been the same. Then Thanksgivings, all growing, while my kids have been growing up, spending time with Dane and Pat and Joe and Kathy and the Moore family, we've done that. We've spent time with the Barnes family from time to time at Thanksgiving, and we'll branch out and go in new directions here and there this year. It's hard to remember sometimes what Thanksgiving's really all about, because it's so easy to get mixed up in the trappings or mixed up in the planning. Sometimes we can even get mixed up in all the family stuff, okay? And we just get sidetracked. Today I want to talk about Thanksgiving. I want to talk about giving thanks. And I want to talk about giving thanks in the world that you and I live in. You can see my pictures up there. It's kind of a smattering of what you might be going through this holiday season. There may be something that's making you anxious, something that you're not looking forward to, something you might want to ignore and try to treat it like it doesn't exist. And that's in the back of your mind as you encounter Thanksgiving. It may be somebody's passed away, or you're grieving a new season in life in some way and you're not sure you're ready to let go of the last. It may be that in some way you feel like somebody's not been honest with you and you're struggling because somebody's not been telling the truth. Maybe it's a relationship that you've got that's not exactly where you'd like it to be. Maybe you don't even want to acknowledge that relationship maybe exists. Or it may be, and you can't really see it, but that little picture over there on the right is a guy trying to swim because there's a big old ball of debt that's dragging him down under the water. This is the time of year where we find that we have a whole lot more month at the end of our money than we wish, right? We have not enough to do all the things that we wish we could do, and so we feel the weight and the pressure of that. My message is this. Why do I talk about all these things? Because all these things, plus you can heap on all the other stuff, there's all the political talk these days. This has been the season that keeps on giving, you might say. And I would have to say probably not in a good way. We've beaten each other up a whole lot during this political season. It's the fact that we're supposed to, in the middle of all this, we're supposed to be giving thanks regardless of any of this. The problem is, way too often we tie our thankfulness to circumstances. And it's often whether those circumstances meet our demands, our expectations. And only then will we say, okay, God, I'll be thankful. I want to read something to you. You've probably seen this. I'll be honest, I picked it up in the newspaper. You may have seen a guy named Bill Tinsley's stuff in the Savannah Morning News from time to time. And on the 14th, he put something in the paper which reminds me of some things. And I want to try to contextualize it for you. What do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? What's the pictures, all that you've been told about Thanksgiving? What do you think about? Okay? Historically, what do you think about? Okay, pilgrims, right? Indians, turkeys, all those things that we have said were a part of the story. Where did Thanksgiving really begin to take shape, though? Do you know? I'm going to tell you. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln gave us Thanksgiving as a national holiday. There was no unified national holiday of Thanksgiving before Lincoln. Prior to Lincoln, I don't know if you knew it or not, but every state celebrated their own Thanksgiving Day. So in 1863, and listen to the context for this. in the middle of the Civil War. Not at the beginning of the Civil War, not at the ending of the Civil War, but in the middle of the Civil War. The bloodiest conflict that this nation has ever had. If you think we got it bad now with Republicans and Democrats, this is cake. Listen to this. Here's what Lincoln said at the beginning of his declaration. He said, "No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things," in the middle of the Civil War. "They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy," in the middle of the Civil War. He said he was going to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Now listen to what he says. "And I recommend that while offering up the ascriptions justly due him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also with a humble penitence for our national perseverance, it was actually a word, and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable strife in which we all are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, and tranquility in union." Why did I read that? In the middle of literal hell on earth for the United States of America, the idea was that Lincoln was proclaiming we need to change our focus and be thankful, regardless of the circumstances we found ourselves in. And so I challenge you with this as I move through this morning, that's what I'm talking about. We've got to be thankful because God is who God is. And He's done many, many things. But we've got to get beyond this idea that our circumstances have to be to our liking in order to be thankful. So here's some things. First passage I want to look at is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Paul was writing and he simply said, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Thanking God can't be based on circumstances, or it is not thanksgiving at all. If it's all about circumstances, it's not really being thankful. Why? Why would I say that? Well, I got a couple of reasons. Number one, God doesn't owe us anything. God is not a debtor. He made us. He's given us life. Every one of us here this morning would have to say we have basically what we need to get through the day and through the week. None of us who are here has God not taken care of, not provided for, not even given us useful labor if that's what we need to have at this time. This is all from God. It's His work. So for us to think that He owes us something is an attitude that has nothing to do with thankfulness. The next thing that's kind of a cousin to it is this idea that everybody's got to be a victim. Okay? That also, you'll not get thankfulness out of anybody that thinks they're a victim. We're not victims. God's not a debtor. This attitude that God owes us ignores one important thing. That important thing is grace. The reality is, if we are going to be thankful, it's going to be a gift of God that we are thankful. Just to be able to express thankfulness is a gift. It's something that the Holy Spirit does within us. We have to have the Spirit of God within us, or it is impossible for us to really get what it means to be thankful. Think about that for just a few minutes. If you don't have the Spirit of God, it's really hard to be thankful. Because if you can't be thankful freely for everything that He offers you, everything He provides for you, you think that He owes you, there's no grace there. That attitude, it kills. It kills joy if you think that God owes you and there is no grace. That's not where we're supposed to be. Let's go to the next passage. This one's from Paul's letter to the Colossians. Here he says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through the Spirit." Through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So this idea that it's the Spirit that makes it possible for us to be thankful is something we can't just discount. So we've got to have this Christ in us so that this Spirit would live in us so that we can then be thankful. Because other than that, our thankfulness comes off as just bottom line materialistic selfishness. Because we just say thank you whenever God does what you want Him to do. And that's not the spirit of what Paul's saying here. We ought to be thankful because Christ lives in us. Because God has done amazing things and He'll continue to do amazing things because He is God. So we're to be thankful all the time. Not just when things go our way. Not just when I get a bonus, which we are definitely thankful for. And we should be. But we ought to be thankful just the fact that we have a job. We ought to be thankful. Some things that were mentioned at 9:30 this morning. We got running water. That's a pretty cool thing. Just go where you don't have it. I don't know about you. I like air conditioning in Savannah. I like heat. I like having a roof over my head when it's a storm. But if all those things are the reason why I'm thankful, I missed the boat. It's a gift. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, in every situation, in every situation, in every situation." Did you miss that? "By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Did you catch the order of that? Before you get what you ask for, that's when you're thankful. If you wait to be thankful only if you get what you ask for, there's a problem. It's selfishness. So we need to remember to get the thankfulness on the front end because it should be there all the time. Not just when we get what we want. Now don't hear me saying that you shouldn't be thankful when God does answer your prayers. Or you should be thankful when He does provide for you. We ought to be. It's just not because of that. Does this make sense? Even when circumstances seem to press us and desire to crush us, we've got to be thankful if we truly have faith and we believe in God's promises. So in this passage, thanksgiving precedes even the request, even the things we would ask God to do for us. Now, how do I know that? Some of you don't know, but I've been teaching through Job now, it seems like, for about 4 months. And we're just in chapter 21 at 9:30 in the morning, right there. Job has a whole lot of the gospel in it, and we kind of don't pay attention to that a lot of times. But there's a couple of statements Job makes, and I want to point them out to you. John, next slide. In Job 13:15, he says, "Though he slay me, yet I will hope in him." And he also says earlier, at the very beginning, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the Lord of the name be praised." That is the frame of reference with which I am talking about. Here's a guy that essentially, for all intents and purposes, the world saw God squashing him like a bug. Everything he had, he lost. He was in misery. And then he had three friends that came and made his life even more miserable. The truth is, just like Job, no matter whether we have what we want, get what we need to be thankful. It's a hard pill to swallow. But if we will, we'll find that there's benefits. How do I know this? I have one more example that I want to talk about. And it leads in to what we are going to be doing in just a few minutes as we share communion together. I don't know if you ever paid a whole lot of attention to this, but at the supper, when Jesus was there sitting with his friends at the last Passover that he shared, he did a couple of things that they might consider to be ritual. You might consider it to be ritual. But I want you to see, he picked up the bread and he gave thanks for it. He picked up the cup and he gave thanks for it. And he even interpreted what it was going to mean. It was his flesh and it was his blood, because he was talking about what was going to happen to him in the very near future. He was going to be mocked, ridiculed, and put to death on a cross. And what did he do with his friends when he knew it was coming? Even as he was interpreting what that supper was about, he gave thanks. Can you do that? Where does your thanks come from? Does your thanks come from the Lord that resides in you? Because it affirms everything that God is, everything that He's done, everything that He will do, everything that He's promised you. Do you have this Jesus who by His Spirit is making you for everything, everything, in all things, in all circumstances today? We're going to do several things this morning. We're going to have a time where you can come to the front, and Dusty and Audrey will be here, and Regina and I will be here, and we will have a prayer time. And if this is a time when you need to come and ask somebody to pray with you about something, that's what this is all about. But for many of you who don't move, who don't come, if you got a card, I want you to write on that card, not just things that are requests. I want you to use that card as a means to write down things you're thankful for. This is a testimony. Does this make sense? And try to go beyond, thank you for doing it my way, God. Does it make sense? So let's pray. Father, we come before you thankful because you're God. You have done great things. You have shown that you are a deliverer and a provider. You are the God on high who has come to say you would be with us and that we would be with you no matter where you are. You have allowed your own Son to suffer on a cross and die for us. And we celebrate that choice. His choice to be thankful that He would be able to die so that we could live with Him forever. Lord, I pray that You would help us to see things in a different way. And that, Lord, Your Spirit would show us how to release so that we can receive. So that we can release our selfishness and understand that we have received so much from You already, and we can be thankful just because of who You are and what You've done. It's important that we hear God in the quiet. As Gary plays, and as we are up here for you to come and pray, I pray that you'll really listen and see what God says to you this morning. You can see in the passage in Matthew, the record is that while they're eating, Jesus took bread. And yes, He did give thanks for it. And then He broke it, and He said, "This is My body. Take, eat. It's broken for you." After He did that, He took the cup, and He said a blessing over the cup. He said, "This is My blood of the new covenant, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." In just a minute, I'm going to serve Audrey and Dusty and Regina and Gary. And then after I've served them, we'll have two stations. You come, we have open communion here in that if you're in Christ, you want to enjoy fellowship in this way, if you've examined yourself and you're ready, you are welcome to come and share, because this is the body of Christ in its fullest expression. All of us sharing in this fellowship that we have through the Spirit of God that lives within us. You come as the Lord leads.
Were you able to read everything Mom wrote on there on the way up? Don't you love it? I couldn't be in one of those formal settings, you know, where we just had to be pomp and circumstance all the time. There's too much good stuff that happens all the time. I wouldn't get those impromptu hugs, you know, as they just walk by. I love that stuff. I live for that. Thank God. Several people
that we want to pray for today, and we'll mention them in just a moment, but let me remind you of a couple of things as you leave today. How many of you ladies get the email and you know all about our new ministry, Nourish? All right. Steve, you just gave me a gift, son. I mean, it's too good. Nourish. Well, Nourish Christmas party is on the 1st. It's going to be a great experience. If you don't get that email, make sure we've got your email address so we can get that to you. It's going to be a great, great time together for all the ladies. Live Nativity is on the 11th and 12th this year. That's just a few weeks away. We're going to need plenty of help with Live Nativity. It's a big event for us. Be right out here on the front lawn, 6:30, 8:30, both those nights. And a lot of people come by. So we need all hands on deck for that. Baseball camp was absolutely wonderful. And we thank the Lord all they did. Great stuff. For all of you that helped, we praise the Lord for that. And I hope this week you will have a great Thanksgiving. You'll be careful, those of you that are driving, and just really be thankful, as Brother Rick has shown us in the Word today, how we ought to be thankful. As we pray today and I send you out, need to be praying today. Miss Kathy. Kathy has strep throat, and she's been very ill, Kathy Moore. And pray for our young adults as they'll be returning today from their retreat. Angie Miller has been very ill, and we continue to pray for her and praying God's healing for her body. And pray for our country. Wouldn't it be wonderful if a revival just swept through our country, and thankfulness and unity came to our nation. Let's pray together, okay? Lord, thank you for your presence and your power. Today, thank you for speaking through Pastor Rick, speaking through your word, Lord. We do lift up these who are strong on our hearts. For Angie, I pray for her healing. For Kathy, I pray for her healing. And please, Lord, watch over our young adults and Pastor Dane as they return today. May your blessing be upon them and all that they have seen and heard of the Lord this week. And Lord, for our country, we pray. Lord, come, revive us as a nation. Lord, that we would serve the Lord with gladness. Lord, we say to you, thank you today. Thank you for the shed blood, for the broken body of our Lord Jesus, for our salvation, rich and free. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sick 'em.